When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That Voiceover, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone.
Hi, I'm Dave Fenoy. And you know, it just doesn't get any better than Love That Voiceover with Rebecca Michaels.
Yeah! Brought to you by the talented voiceover artist, Rebecca Michaels Haw, also known as Love That Rebecca. All right, welcome back, you fabulous, futuristic, trendy, sometimes, not always, not following the crowd. Lovers of Love That Voiceover, thank you for listening and for joining us today with Rick Riley. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Rebecca.
And Rick has a tremendous background in radio and now in narration for television and Minnesota Vikings NFL films, correct? Did I summarize
correct.
That well?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, in our last chat, we talked about how you got started, the Ronald Reagan video that you did, and how you realized after being almost 30 years in radio and being swept out, like you said, with the broom when Clear Channel cleared out everything, how you could not change your career in terms of audio. You were going to always be working with audio. You tried something that didn't work out, and then you decided to get into voiceover. You had a wonderful experience starting out on your own, but then you realized and you accepted the fact that even with all those years of experience, you wanted a coach. You went to Nancy Wolfson, who's famoso, and actually she saw your talent and she saw your professionalism, and she helped you really jump fast to the next level. Because here we are only 4 years later or so, and you are the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, and you're doing a lot of work and doing a lot of documentary work, and you're really, I guess it would be fair to say, a specialist in TV narration, and TV not corporate, not web stuff so much as real TV. You know, what channels have you voiced for?
NFL Network, ESPN, variety of cable channels, which like outdoor channel, anything that broadcasts sports.
There you go.
These were actually commercials, but it was very cool to me. Last year, I voiced the two spots that came out of the spot that came out of the Super Bowl.
Hey!
The spot that came out of the championship playoffs and the spot that came out of the Super Bowl that said, "Hey, 49ers fans, and hey, Ravens fans, your team just won," you know.
Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. I did those, which I thought, you know, this is really cool, man. I mean, this is like the most watched show ever, any place, and you're doing the spot that comes out of the winner.
Yay!
Yeah, but that wasn't narration. But, you know, it was sports, you know, and it was
right.
Because I had done a lot of stuff with NFL films that they asked me to do that.
Well, we've been talking, and Rick has provided me with another audio track that I want to play for everybody. It's called MLS, Super Draft.
Before you get into that, let me tell you why I gave that to you.
Okay.
That started me with NFL films, and the way it started me, Voice Registry has a thing called Weekend Workout.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, here's, you'll probably notice that I'm a pretty positive person.
Yeah.
You know, the people that will say, well, don't go to Voice123 or Voices.com. I didn't land anything on there. You know, it never works, this and that. I'm one of these people who said, well, maybe it didn't work for you, but it might for me, and I'm going to try it for myself.
Right.
So with that being said, one of the things I was doing was I thought I'll try this weekend workout that I had heard about, where they get these different agents who will listen to you and critique, just give you minor feedback.
Right.
And so I had done that a few times, and along comes one weekend, it was Mike Schellbetter from DPN. Now, DPN is a major...
Major agency.
Huge, absolutely huge.
New York
agency.
And Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. But then, Mike is with Los Angeles. So one of the options of Scripps was an ABC promo, and I wanted to get into promo work. I feel like I have that kind of gritty voice for promo work, so I wanted to do this. So I picked the script, and I read it. And anxious for the critique, which was a few days later,
right.
Came back, and all of these different critiques he had, this needs a little bit of this, you may want to listen to such and such, in our on our website, he does this type of work and this and that. And it came down to me, and all it said was, great read, well done.
Wow.
And in the first part, the great was in caps.
Oh.
And I thought, yeah. And that's all, he had no constructive criticism. He said nothing but great read, well done. So I wrote him, and I said I couldn't get his email address, but I wrote info@dpntalent.com.
Sure.
And I said, please forward this to Mike Schellbetter. And I said, Mike, I would be a fool to pass up this opportunity. You critiqued me. Here's the read that I did. I attached it as an MP3. All you said was great read, well done. And I said, I really would like to get into this type of work. I know it's an elite club, but if you could just possibly point me in a direction, I'd really appreciate that. Not knowing if I'd ever hear from him.
Right.
10 minutes later, my phone rings.
Awesome.
Rick, this is Mike Schellbetter at DPN. I actually said, Mike, hold on, I can't breathe.
Oh, that's sweet, Rick.
And he laughed, and I said, and we talked, and he said, I got your stuff. And with that, I sent the link to the MLS thing. I said, this is something that I did recently. I think that kind of represents what I do well. And he said, I want you to know that I've already posted that and to the NFL website, and it's got a number of hits already. And so he said, what I'd like to do is start sending, we talked for a long time.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just, I'd like to do this. We got to know each other a little, a little better. And he said, I'd like to start sending you some auditions. And I said, I took a nap and I haven't woken up. And I'm really dreaming all night. and one of the things he said was, it's really refreshing to hear your attitude. And so I said, I couldn't ask for anything better. And I knew, it was going to be on a temporary type thing. And for him to feel me out, see how he did. So
right.
He started sending me a few. Well, I got a note back that NFL Films would like me to do an audition. And so I did the audition. And why don't you go ahead and this is the thing that he posted that got their interest. This
All
is
right.
the MLS deal.
This is called the MLS Super Draft promo. Here you go. We're just going to listen to a portion because it's over a minute long. Here we go.
With the first pick of the first round MLS Super Draft.
This is a day filled with drama. For the players, it is a dream that began in the dirt. On a field. In a back alley. It was just a ball and desire.
Wow, Rick, you know what? I want everybody to hear me say this because I talked to you about it when we were not on record. But when I hear your voice in this music and that whole feeling of sports and NFL vibe, because it's copying that, you resonate with the tradition of the NFL films back in the day. I mean, my brother, who is like, I don't know how many years older than me right now, and my dad love football. And so, and I used to watch those NFL films, and I'm a film lover. I even love those, and I'm not a big football fan, but I even love them because you get a spirit happening when you watch that stuff. And I don't mean religious spirit, but it's a spirit of inspiration of the humanity of all of us. And
when
you,
they started doing NFL films.
Let me tell you, you do that. That's what you do. You bring that to that tradition. And I want to also mention that so much tradition is being lost in our world and in our United States. So much tradition is being left at the curb for whatever newfangled finagle thing is happening. You are continuing tradition. So I say namaste, which means my soul salutes the soul in you, because that's awesome.
Well, thank you. And namaste back at you.
Thank you. So,
well, you know, NFL films is the best in the business. There's not an argument against that. Their production values, you know, when they started, the reason they started filming slow motion is because they felt that football was a microcosm of life. These guys get out there and they put their lives on the line. Everything they have, they put into play. And they wanted to film it in slow motion. Slow motion is the most expensive way to film. It uses up twice, at least twice as much film as a normal film procedure.
Right. That's the only way they can show it in slow motion otherwise.
Yeah, they filmed everything in slow motion. And then the people they have hired, their producers, the music they use. As a matter of fact, I gave you another little clip. We can, you know, it's only like, I don't know how long it is, but not long. We can play it later if you want. But the way they put things together, first of all, when it comes to script, they're minimalists. You know, how many times in producing things do you get 35 seconds worth of copy for a 30-second spot?
Right.
Well, NFL films will give you 8 seconds worth of copy for a 30-second piece.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And that's the way they write. They write so each word can say a sentence.
Plus, they are producing it with music and visuals,
right,
so that there is a real film happening, an experience.
Oh, the music builds.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And so Mike puts me in touch with NFL Films. And I'm saying, Rick, you're working with NFL Films. You know, they're legends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was on the floor.
Yeah.
My gratitude to him. And again, now, the two people in my career have been Nancy and Mike Schallbetter. And they know each other, by the way. And Nancy has great things to say about Mike.
Oh.
And she was so happy when I got with DPN.
We're going to take a quick break from the interview for some important messages. Sign up for special notices of Love That Voiceover at lovethatvoiceover.com. Just go to lovethatvoiceover.com and sign up. Do you want more wild abandon in your life? How about more time to practice character voices? Then hop on into Love That Improvo, voiceover improvisation. Yes, online on Skype. Yes, from the ease of your home studio. Yes, improvisation workouts online, audio only for voiceover talent. Go to Love That improvo.com. It's an awesome thing. 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. You can check out the times on the calendar at the site. Lovethatimprovo.com. Now back to the show.
And again, it's just progressed. They had me do a promo first for a show called Training Camp. Then I did a piece called Unlikely Champions. And since then, I've done, which was a great story, by the way. If you're a New York Giants fan, you can see it on my website. It's a 9-minute piece, and it's an excellent story. And then, you know, they tell great stories. They just put these things, make them larger than life. And so that's how I got with them, and now I've worked with them for a couple of years, and I've done, last year I did 5 series on, what was it called, NFL Road Tested. It was a 5-series deal on the Cleveland Browns.
Incredible.
I did a thing recently on JFK for his, the Dallas Cowboys were affected when JFK was shot.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
They played in Cleveland that weekend, and they wouldn't even announce that the Cowboys were from Dallas. They brought on the Cowboys because they didn't even want to mention the name Dallas because Kennedy was just killed in Dallas a couple days before.
Yeah, I know. Dallas went through a lot after that incident.
Yeah, so I just voiced that, and that aired. And I did another one called After Sandy, which was about a couple of high school football teams that were totally wiped out in Sandy. And these young players, a lot of them didn't even have homes and went around as teams to help other people bail out. And they were supposed to go to the playoffs, and they would practice for the playoffs. That was their only relief from what they were going through, the devastation they were going through.
Wow.
And they put this story together. When they sent me the rough cut, I had tears in my eyes.
I bet you did. Oh my
gosh.
Know? Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a half hour show. So I've done a number of things for them, and all of the guys over there, again, it's mutual admiration. They're so complimentary when they work with me, and I just say, what can I say to you guys? You're just the best in the business.
Well, I'm sure that they say, and likewise. Let's talk about the business. In fact, nice segue, Rick. You had a start in the beginning where you were switching careers, and it wasn't so easy, and you were trying to figure some things out when you were online on some of the, what we call the pay-to-plays, Voices or Voices123.com. You're at a pretty high level, what you just described in terms of script and final product are things that are shown in the public and that are highly regarded in terms of the artistry of filmmaking. But you didn't just start there. And so you had to deal with some things and some shifts, not only recognizing within yourself that you needed some coaching, but can we talk about some of the ways you were able to help yourself get to where you are now, even from 2009?
Well, when I mentioned 2009, I could hear kind of a stammer in your voice, like, you ain't been doing it that long. And the fact is, overnight successes in anything are usually 10 to 15 years long.
Exactly. Totally true.
When you hear of a band and all of a sudden you just come on the scene, well, that band has been together for 10, 15 years to get their act together.
Same with actors, regular on-camera film actors.
Right. And my radio career, I didn't make a major mark in until I was 15 years in the business.
There you go.
I had been doing this for 29 years. When you're in radio and you voice spots, your show is sponsored. There's four breaks an hour.
Right.
Multiply that times five, 4 hours a day times 5 days a week for 29 years. I've done a couple of commercials.
Yeah.
So, one of the things about voiceover is getting comfortable behind the mic. As I talk to you now, I'm using my hands. People, when they first get behind a mic, one of the things, if I can just digress, one of the things that makes it tough about voiceover is the number one fear of people is speaking in public. So here you are taking the number one fear of the majority of people and then saying, I want to make a career out of that.
Can we focus more about how you did it personally?
Sure.
What was great to know was that you had that oodles of experience in radio. And
there,
years, oodles.
Yeah.
And and there are other people that have come from radio that are, pursuing voiceover now, like yourself. They might not have that voice. They might not have that capacity. I think some of what you've mentioned has actually been a sort of a willingness to look at your own performance and look at what you needed to decide. How did you make the decision to get a coach? How did you really know it was time?
Because I wasn't where I wanted to be, and I needed some way to take me to where I was where I wanted to be. And when you have only your singular focus of yourself, you have no objective influence. Nobody can really, tell you. At least a professional. You need a professional to tell you. There's a lot of people who will tell you a lot of stuff.
That's
and
a good
basically,
point.
Basically you should just take that and file it.
Right.
What I needed to have done was a professional listen to me, a professional tell me. And that's where I, then I started researching, and who I came up with was Nancy Wolfson.
Got it.
She's got a tremendous resume, a great track record. People say she's tough. You know, and that's what I needed.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with Nancy. The other thing is, you know, I'm extremely motivated. I start work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and if I need to, you know, work until 11 o'clock at night, that's what it takes. I got a family that depends on me, and I'm not happy with myself unless I'm achieving success. And I went through a period with that failed business venture where I wasn't, and I was banging my head against the wall, and I hated that.
Right.
You know, and I always liken it to the fact that a lot of people want to be artists. Nobody wants to really, for a profession, be a dishwasher. But how bad do you really not want to be a dishwasher? You know, so in that artist thing where so many people want to be, you've got a lot of competition.
Right.
You know, and for example, when I did a morning show in radio, people would say, I wouldn't get up at 3:30 in the morning. Well, fine. Don't.
And you don't have to worry about being in that career.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a little easier for me because now you're one less person I got to worry about. Or I wouldn't move across the country for a job. Fine. Don't.
Right.
I will.
Right.
And I did. You know, so you got to be willing to make those sacrifices that other people wouldn't do in order to excel above them. That's just what it takes.
Great. Great. I feel like I'm listening to an NFL film. No, but so when you were kind of in that transition period, I mean, let's just put it this way. After you hooked up with Nancy and then you met, is it Mike from DPN? You said Mike. Since then, things have changed dramatically. Are you still working on pay-to-plays or where, you know?
You know, I really don't have all that much time, but yeah, if I see something comes along that's, you know, got a nice price tag to it, I'll audition for it. Fortunately, my track record is pretty good, and I get a lot of response. You know, I've done well with Voice 123, with Voices.com, but I also now have a number of agents, and the amount of auditions they sent me will keep me busy audition-wise.
Right.
And I book through them.
Very good. What other kinds of business concepts do you think that have helped you in this transition period for you? I like to look at it as you've shifted your career, right? You've always been an audio, like you already said.
But I've also always been an artist. I'm not a businessman. And that's the hard part I have with it. You know? I have a hard time marketing. I have a hard time invoicing. I have a hard time doing my taxes because it's not what I want to do. You know, I want to be the artist.
Thank you for saying all of that.
Yeah. I like to do the reads. I like to do the drama. I like to work with people.
Yeah.
You know, when I work with, you do a lot of stuff by yourself in your booth and you send it off. But I also I work with ISDN, and I love being directed.
Yeah.
You know, I love that back and forth. I had a session the other day for a global software company where they're starting up, and it's a conglomeration of a variety of companies. And they were doing their anthem, and they picked me because they wanted an NFL-type read.
Right.
So I'm working with a couple of guys. They were in Philadelphia, I think. And, okay, so you did great, and this was through an agent.
Right.
Okay, we really liked the audition. Let's do that. So I did that, and they said, great. Now let's get a little grittier. Let's really pump it up a little. Okay, so we did that. Great. You know, and each time, very complimentary, very supportive. And then, okay, now we'd been doing this for a half hour, so they said, all right, we got everything we need, but before we go, I like to do one that's just like really over the top, just to, you know, see what we would get. Perfect, let's do it. So, you know, we give it the NFL everything you can put into it read.
On super testosterone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they come back, that was awesome.
Oh.
Okay, well, great, guys. And they say, but you know, just before we go, let's just try one with nothing. Let's just try it just flat, just to see how it sounds. And so I said, you mean kind of like a Hal Ryan? Yeah, Hal Ryan. Yeah, it's morning in the NFL. So I did that and just ran through it. And they came back and they said, oh man, now we got to send them two versions.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing with these guys is they have this concept, and they kind of know what they want. Most of them, this is the way most of it works. But then they want you to kind of dance around both sides of it so they can really hear everything that it could be.
Right.
And then they choose from it. And I love working with that, you know?
Oh, sure.
And it's just, you know, my wife said the other day, my wife is an actress as well.
Ah.
Just, you know, in plays and such. And she says, you know, she's done some commercial work, and she said, they used to ask me to do that, and every time I did that, it would always sound the same to me. You know, every time they'd want a different version or try this, it would always sound the same. And she said, you have that ability to where you can, you know, take that direction and give them, you know, something different, something that they want. And I really, maybe it's because I love doing it, but, you know, that was just a great session. And from, and then I got back from my agent, such and such pictures really liked working with Rick. And it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. No, it doesn't. Congratulations. Wonderful.
Well, thanks. You know, I share that as an experience, you know, for somebody who hasn't gone through that yet. You know, it's out there.
Yeah.
And these guys are all artists, and they just want to make their project the best they can. And if you can get in on that mutual admiration team to where you're doing it with them, you have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Oh, well, I have had a great time talking to you. I know we're out of time, and
I hope I haven't talked too long.
No, it's been wonderful.
Okay.
See, this was fantastic. I really appreciate you giving us the time. If you could say goodbye to Love That Voiceover people, that'd be awesome.
Goodbye to Love That Voiceover people.
Until next time, thanks for listening to LoveThatVoiceover.com. Lots of love to you, you sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.